Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you had a good week. Today I have integrated a loudness meter, what you can see here, and this will show you the loudness of the guitars. Not bad, no? It's going to be a trial version. If it's helpful for you, let me know in the comments, then we can use it also for the other weekly guitar meetings. I would say let's start. And the first guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Jochen Rötel, who is a very skillful and intellectual guitar maker in building traditional guitars. And his guitars are usually very elegant, very precisely built, and they have also a very clear sound. They have a great projection and the sound is very clean, brilliant, very well separated, and at the same time they are powerful, and you will hear it in this guitar. And this one is from 2024. It's in a, I would say, brand new condition actually, and it has a very light guitar body. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. As you can hear straight away, and as I already said in the beginning of the video, it's a very brilliant and clean sounding guitar. You can follow every tone. So, balance and tone separation are the two main qualities of this instrument. Also sustain. I think also the response of this guitar is very satisfying. It's not as fast as a double top guitar because the top of the guitar is probably a bit thicker than a double top guitar, which is very thin, and but it has still a very good response if you are playing faster scales and faster pieces. because then you need the response of the guitar. Beautiful sounding guitar and also looking guitar. Even if it looks very simple, this is actually what I like, the simplicity and the elegant touch of this guitar. It was a Jochen Rötel guitar from 2024, and I'm very curious on your thoughts about this guitar. And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by also one of the most well-known German guitar luthiers, Stefan Nitschke, who is building different guitars, different models with different names, but every guitar is a truly unique instrument. Every time when I see a Stefan Nitschke guitar, I'm always very curious to try that guitar because I know that this guitar is going to be unique and it's not exactly the same as the previous guitar. And this guitar is from 2024. It has the name La Maitechu, and this name adds again a personal and poetic dimension to this remarkable instrument, and it's coming from the Basque and it means the little beloved one. And this guitar is a beloved instrument because it's just remarkable. It's a very beautiful instrument with a spruce top and an amazing Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's like a painting, as I say always, if a guitar the wood of the guitar is very wild and strong in the structure. Yes, it's a traditionally built guitar, also with a very brilliant sound and very well separated tones. Let's try. The first string it has such a bell-like sound and it doesn't stop to ring. And I love it if guitars have a slightly louder or more intense first string. Many pieces are composed with the melody on the first string, and so you need the first string to be a bit more present and loud. Louder than the other ones. And also great sustain. Wow. Thank you. Also, the comfort on this guitar is on a very good level. I mean, at least for me, it's very comfortable to play. This is a great guitar. It's for professionals because it offers you so many dimensions, and you can control many parameters, and it might be at some point also overwhelming for some artists because it offers so much. And this is of course the positive point about this guitar, that as the Stefan Nitzsche always says, he likes his guitars to be like a little orchestra, so that you are able to conduct every tone, the dynamics, and yeah, more parameters. I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this Stefan Nitzsche guitar? And yeah, let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is coming from Slovenia, and it's made by the Slovenian guitar luthier Anže Lopatič. It's a premiere for me. I have never played a guitar made by Anže Lopatič, and actually today I realized we have only traditional guitars. So if you are a fan of traditional guitars, this will be a lovely weekly guitar meeting for you. This guitar is built traditionally, and it has a beautiful rosette. It's, I think, inspired, or it reminds me of José Luis Romanillo's rosettes, but it's much more advanced. It's very clean work, beautiful decorations on the rosette, and it comes with a high-quality spruce and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. Very interesting. It has a very brilliant sound. A brilliant sound, at the same time, something nasal in the sound, and this nasal sound, it gives the guitar a smoothness, which is very satisfying and pleasant to the ears. Also good sustain in the trebles, and you can play long melody lines. Thank you. guitar made by Andrzej Lopatic from Slovenia, and it has a very brilliant sound. Somehow every guitar today has a very brilliant sound, and all the guitars are very well separated in the tone. And let's move to the next guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by the very well-known, not German, no, this time it's a Belgian guitar luthier, Karel Dadan. And he's building extremely beautiful sounding traditional guitars, and some of them are inspired by Hausa, some of them by Torres, Garcia. So he's also a very intellectual guitar maker regarding the traditional guitars. And this guitar is from 2021. It comes with a spruce top and beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And also this guitar, exactly as the other guitars of today's weekly guitar meeting, is going to sound very bright and have a great tone separation. And I think all of the guitars of this week had some common points regarding the sound. But let's see how this guitar performs. This guitar by Karel Dadan has a very, how should I say it, a very pure sound. It brings me down somehow. Maybe it's because of the soft overtones that this guitar has, and also the response of the guitar is relatively fast. Thank you. Lovely. It's also very comfortable to play. As I always say, at the end, it's a combination of many different qualities if a guitar is comfortable to play at the end. It's not only the neck profile, but also the response of the sound and the string spacing and some other parameters. And yeah, it was also the last guitar of this week made by Karel Dadin from 2021. And I'm very curious, what was your favorite guitar of today's weekly guitar meeting? Because I think all of these guitars were comparable guitars. It's not like you are comparing a traditional one to a double top guitar or lattice braced guitar, because they are completely different. And these guitars had a something common in the sound, and I'm curious if you agree with me and if you can describe those common points. If the video was helpful for you and you enjoyed it, please don't forget to leave a like. As always, we will be very happy about that. Well, enjoy your weekend and see you next week.